At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The mayor of Dallas today is scheduled to testify in front of the State House Pensions Committee. Mike Rawlings told the Dallas Morning News he won't support legislation meant to save the failing police and fire pension fund because it binds the city to minimum payments into the system. He called that move a taxpayer bailout. Bad investments and unsustainable benefits could bankrupt the fund within a decade without a legislative solution. Then Representative Dan Flynn filed that legislation. His statement said police and fire retirees will be damaged by the mayor's position. French artist Pierre Weig was in Dallas this past week for lectures, a public discussion, and a gala dinner in the Nasher Sculpture Center. He's an unorthodox choice for the Nasher Prize because many of his complex works are more like open biospheres than statues.
I realized that I have always been interested in the many, a multiplicity, and then I'm interested about change and time. And if you just say many and change, very fast you understand that you're interested about the network or the ecosystem.
Weig's sculptures have included beehives, aquariums, and ice rings, as well as animations. He's even planted trees inside the Sydney Opera House. Two of Pierre Weig's artworks are on view at the Nasher through April 30th. You can see videos of his artworks at artandseek.org. Now to vital signs and one of the most widely used supplements in the U.S., fish oil supplements. An estimated 20% of Americans use them, but some nutritionists recommend sticking with the real thing, an oily fish like salmon or tuna. I talked about this with Sharon Cox, a registered dietitian with Parkland Hospital System. The real attraction here, be it eating fish or using fish oil supplements, really is the omega-3 fatty acids.
Now, we've given fats a bad name, not being too healthy, but the omega-3 fats have been proven through science. They do benefit our health. As far as persons with heart disease, it helps reduce the inflammation, may help stabilize heart rhythm, and also decrease the chance of your platelets clotting.
How much of this should we have each day?
If you have heart disease, 1,000 milligrams is recommended. Mm. But that would really need to come from your doctor because that's almost like a prescription level. Or, you know, if you're a person who loves seafood, then if you could eat more of the omega-3 fatty acid fish, like salmon, mackerel, tuna, that would, you know, provide you with some of the omega-3 that you need. And you need about 3.5 ounces twice a week from the fish.
Is eating more than that bad for us?
You could do 8 to 12 ounces. It's still the concern about the contaminants that may be in some of our fish. But if you buy the wild-caught salmon, either the canned or the fresh salmon, then you're less likely to get, you know, mercury or other contaminants in it. There is a third omega-3 fat, what is called ALA, from plant-based foods like walnuts, flaxseed oil, ground flaxseed, chia seeds, pumpkin seeds. It's still good, but it doesn't work quite as well as the DHA and EPA omega-3 fat.
So if there are varieties of fish out there that are good for us, what's the appeal of the fish oil supplements?
Instead of having to prepare the food, you swallow a pill. It's, you know, convenient. Yeah, and then again, some may need that level, that amount, you know, if they are taking it for heart disease.
But then again, that's something between you and your doctor to recommend.
That is something you definitely, because if you're on blood thinner, if you're a pregnant female that may be nursing, you know, you have upcoming surgery, then you would not want to have a high dose of the omega-3. Again, it does have some, you know, blood thinning effect.
I see. Even though the omega-3 is in the fish oil supplement, is it as good as what we would get from the regular fish?
That depends on the, you know, supplement that you buy. And if you look at your label, if it has more of the EPA, DHA, omega-3 fats in it, mm-hmm. then you're getting more of what you need. You don't want to buy a fish oil supplement that is just fillers.
So it'll be labeled with those specific letters, right, as opposed to what it stands for.
Exactly. You'll see the milligrams that you're getting of EPA, and you'll see how much of the DHA omega-3 that you're getting.
There have been claims in the news about fish oil supplements, good or bad. Let me run some of these by you. Okay. A few years ago, fish oil supplements were promoted for pregnant women to prevent postpartum depression and to help babies' brains develop more quickly? Is it still recommended for those purposes?
No, science, the research doesn't verify that or confirm that information, so it's not recommended.
Treating symptoms of ADHD in children.
Now, there have been some studies from the Pediatric Academy that says, you know, there may be a slight reduction in the hyperactivity of the child, but then, you know, it would be best to follow through with what your doctor recommends.
Boosting babies' immune systems.
There was a study a few years ago that did verify it may help with the immune system.
Increasing the risk of prostate cancer.
I think that was a 2013 study that did find that it did increase prostate cancer.
Of course, we're talking about fish oil supplements here. Maybe that makes a difference.
May make a difference. And then, too, it's still more anti-inflammatory, like the benefits you get from your heart.
Mm-hmm. Helping reduce weight gain in middle-aged people.
That's false.
And finally, that fish oil supplements may reduce ischemic stroke risk among people who have atherosclerosis or hardening of the arteries.
Because it does help thin your blood or help decrease clotting.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that in some it may work, but again, if you're on medication, stick with your medication, do what your doctor recommends.
Shannon Cox, thank you for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
Sharon Cox is a registered dietitian with Parkland Hospital System. As for the forecast, no mention of rain today, a high near 77 this afternoon. Temperatures drop overnight to around 59. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 85. It's 56 degrees in Dallas, 50 in Fort Worth, 47 in Wichita Falls, and 56 degrees in Tyler.